The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God does not lie. When he makes a promise, absolutely nothing in heaven above or earth below can stop him from keeping his word. And the events in our gospel passage for today proclaim yet again the faithfulness of God to his promise. The context of our gospel passage is Easter evening, in the locked upper room where the disciples are hiding for fear of both Jesus and the ones who crucified Jesus. And the passage picks up with the return of the marathon running disciples. And I say marathon running disciples for a reason. These two had been on the road to Emmaus, a town 7 miles from Jerusalem. Now we imagine sage disciples strolling casually among the trees, sadly contemplating the events that had just occurred in Jerusalem. At least, that's how this story is often depicted by the artists. The sentiment conveyed is these poor guys, having just lost their best friend, are engaged in deep theological conversation about what it could all mean. But we should note what is truly going on with these two. These guys must have been really scared, because they weren't hanging around in that locked upper room. No, they were making a break for it. They were headed out of town. Fast. Our English translation doesn't convey the full picture here. They weren't casually strolling along. No, they were moving fast, perhaps even jogging to escape the craziness that was the first Easter in Jerusalem. Breathing heavily from the sprint, I suspect the conversation they were having about how, in this whole world of self-preservation and having to look out for number one, nothing good could ever come from being a disciple of Jesus. And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, appears a fellow sprinter. Lo and behold, it was Jesus, incognito, running along beside them. All the way to Emmaus, he ran beside them and unpacked for them the whole Old Testament, which is jam-packed with the promise of the coming Savior. Finally, with their 10K complete and the safety of Emmaus in sight, they got hungry, as runners are prone to do. And so they invited their new friend to have dinner with them. And as he blessed the food, it dawned on them who was in their midst, and then he suddenly disappeared. After that happened, they caught a second wind and turned that 10K into a half marathon by running back to the scene of the crime in Jerusalem to tell the others. And while they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And they fell down and they worshiped him and they lived happily ever after, said no one ever. Startled, terrified, they were thinking they were seeing a ghost. That was the result of Jesus' appearance. They had heard Jesus preach to them about he was the fulfillment of the whole Old Testament. And there he stood, having done exactly what he promised, preaching the peace that results from God's promise to forgive. Still, they were frightened and they were doubting. How could these things be? They probably wished that Jesus actually was a ghost. If so, they could take some solace in the delusion that the whole Jesus debacle wasn't real. If Jesus wasn't bodily resurrected, then they could spin his appearance in most any way that made sense to them. But their sin was right there in front of them, and the all too real scars on Jesus. And you know, ghosts don't eat Filet-O-Fish combo meals, but Jesus did, confirming that his presence was real. And that sermon he was giving about peace, could that actually be real too? How could wondering, disbelieving betrayers like them ever have peace with God? Because God does not lie. When he makes a promise, absolutely nothing in heaven above or earth below can stop him from keeping his word. And so it is for you. Jesus Christ isn't waiting for you to get your act together and become worthy of his peace and mercy. In spite of your fear and doubts and wondering and disbelieving and everything else that is you, Jesus stands among you with his promise. There at the font, here at the communion rail, from this pulpit, Christ is yours. His peace is yours. Christ does not lie. And that's why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake, for real. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.